Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is one of these days where you come in, you know what you have to talk about because everyone's got an opinion on it, and you're not going to convince anybody other than what they already think. They're not going to convince you of what you already think. But you want to at least give people the platform to discuss what we know is out there. I'll get into it in a second. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
I'm really, really good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, Evan had his Whitey Ford moment at Whitey Ford Field. I think that's where you play, at least.
We play at College Point Field, and yes, I pitched and I dominated, and I feel real good about it.
Evan came in today, ear to ear, smiling, had a little pep in his step, and it's not because the Mets won the series in Colorado.
That's a part of it.
It's not because the Yankees are trying to figure out what's going on with them on and off the field.
It's a part of it.
It has everything to do with the fact that he came into his adult baseball league after a guy was throwing seeds, and my man, and I got to take his word for it because people would call in and say that he's lying, he got on the pitcher's mound,
yes,
got induced a fly out to left, and then unbelievably struck two dudes
damn
out.
Damn right, and I do have video proof.
Yeah, I figured you did.
Of course I do. I gave it to the powers that be, but because I played well, they have been slow as molasses to do anything with it.
I haven't seen it, but I take your word for it.
Thanks,
listen,
pal.
We all know the big story today, and it's gone on for a couple days now, is this nonsense between the Yankees and the White Sox, specifically Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson. And it's always fascinating to me when a old white guy claims racism for something that he's not involved with. And the people that are involved, one black, one white, haven't discussed it being racism at all. So here we are. Guy refers to himself, quite famously in baseball circles apparently, as the next generation's Jackie Robinson. So what do guys do? They bust each other's chops. Whether they like each other or not, we bust balls. That's what men do. Not everyone's very good at it. Not everyone's comfortable with it. But it's what we do. So what appears to be a relatively innocent little, you know, ball-busting moment between a couple guys that don't like each other, in this particular case, Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson, has now become like the offensive comment that wasn't really offensive, and is he going to be suspended? What? And I can't wrap my head around it.
Josh Donaldson is an S starter.
Yeah, but that's why the Yankees signed him.
Because
they recognized they were missing a guy like that.
A part of the intrigue of Josh Donaldson when they acquired him was the fact that he's that kind of guy. That he's a guy who starts crap. That he's a guy who's had run-ins before. Now, he's had a lot of run-ins with the Chicago White Sox. I don't expect any Yankee fan to care about that because he wasn't on the Yankees when this was going on. But him and Tim Anderson clearly don't like each other.
And that's okay.
So the number, I take a few things out of this. First of all, I don't believe it was racist.
Can we put that aside?
Yeah.
We agree. Now, listen, I happen to be Caucasian. You're Caucasian. But neither one of us view this story as anything close to being racist.
Craig, to your point.
Like, what are we doing?
The only person that's really said it was racist is Tony La Russa.
Right, a 70-plus-year-old white guy.
Right.
He's the guy claiming racism?
He's the one that brought race
and
into
And I tell you
this.
Why he said it. I've spent a lot of time contemplating today's show because I knew we were going to have to talk about this.
Right.
And honestly, I'd rather not. It's complete nonsense. You know, there's real racism in the world. This ain't an example.
This ain't it. I agree.
Here's what Tony La Russa tried
to do. I'm curious
do.
If we're on the same page, because I have a theory, too. I have a feeling it could be similar, but let's see.
You want to go first? Go
you
first.
You want me to go first?
I don't care. It don't matter to me. I ain't going to change my take. Go.
I don't. You know what? Now that I think about it, I don't know if you know enough to actually have the theory.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
No, I'm kidding.
Hey, dummy, you don't know.
I think Tony La Russa was going out of his way to protect his locker room.
Yes.
Tony La Russa is an older guy who's been called out of touch, and at times he looks out of touch. And I think Tony La Russa went out of his way to show his locker room and to show Tim Anderson and show Yasmani Grandal, because he's a big part of this story.
Yep.
Yasmani Grandal elevated things, and if I was a White Sox fan, I'd love him, by the way. Because he basically said, you're not getting into the batter's box, you son of a you-know-what.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw what you said, and he pointed at Tim Anderson, and it's effed up. I read his lips. We can all read lips now. It's effed up.
Yeah.
And Donaldson played that. I'm not sure what it is. So I think it was La Russa really going out of his way to defend his guy.
Yeah, he tried to take the side of an African-American ball player by claiming that another person in the game was being racist towards him, and I'm not going to stand for it. Yes, that's exactly what he did. He took what happened. He made it nuclear, thinking that he was going to win over. I don't know the situation in Chicago. I'm not going to claim to do. But he'd be viewed from this point forward as a guy who has the backs of black players on his team.
Right.
It was self-serving.
Yeah.
That's all it was, because there ain't nothing racist about it. And, you know, it's troubling to me. You know, we sit here, we're commentators on things that take place. And there are the horrendous examples of racism in sports to this day. We dealt with it, whether you agree with it or not. Certainly your prerogative not to buy into every single story. But we just got off the heels of dealing with it with Brian Flores in the NFL, right? Where you can make a much better case that there are racial tendencies amongst the hiring practices of NFL teams, for example, right? And then someone comes along and decides, let me put the R word on this, for whatever the reason might be. You and I are in lockstep on what that reason is. And all that does is minimize, in my opinion, real examples of it. Because this ain't one of them. You know, and this is and I'm not defending Josh Donaldson because he happens to be, you know, a douchey kind of guy who pisses a lot of people off. But I will tell you, that aspect of his personality is what the Yankees wanted, not against other teams in their own clubhouse.
You want it until it pisses someone off in your room.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if any Yankees pissed off at Josh Donaldson, other than maybe Gerrit Cole from a year ago, but that's, I think, your worry if you're Aaron Boone. That's why if you're Aaron Boone, you have to be very, very careful about how you talk about this. Not because it's your real opinion, not because you need to defend your guy or rip your guy, but because you've got 25 other guys in your room, and you need to make sure you're on the same page. So while I agree the Yankees needed to inject their team with this kind of personality, there may be a guy or two who says, I'm sick of this freaking drama. How come every time we play the White Sox, and who knows,
sure. They
haven't even played the Rays yet. Starting Thursday, they will, and I'll give you a spoiler alert. This is not the last time Josh Donaldson's going to be involved in a controversy. There'll be more. Why? Because he's an S starter.
He started it with Gerrit Cole last year. You know, and we all talked about that's the type of personality the Yankees didn't have in their clubhouse. So we went and got the number one guy who caused them grief last year. Right? And there's the whole to-do. Can Gerrit Cole and Josh Donaldson coexist? And they put that to bed in the spring training.
Right, right.
They got together. We're good.
They're good, and I have no reason to believe the Yankees aren't good right now, but that's the only risk when you have a personality like that. You don't want to have teammates roll their eyes and say, oh, God, there's Josh who's at it again.
And to be fair, this is the first thing that we're at least aware of this particular season where someone would say that, oh, Donaldson's a pain in the ass, Donaldson this, Donaldson that. You know, he's underperforming thus far based on their expectations.
He's been hot lately, though.
Fair enough. And he has not been a pain in anyone's ass in this clubhouse that we're aware of.
That we're aware of. But that's why Aaron Boone said the other day, and I thought it was interesting when he said it, that he sat down and spoke with Josh Donaldson, but he didn't do it alone. He had other guys in that room talking as well.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. Now, they'll never say it publicly, because why would you? But you never know when you have a teammate who's pissed off at you about this.
Yeah, listen, the one thing you don't want to do, and baseball's different in this regard, I think, than other sports is, hey, give the other team a reason to blank, whatever you want to come up with there, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about billboard material.
Right.
It doesn't play itself to baseball as much as it does necessarily to other sports because of the one-on-one nature of the sport. But listen, they have this controversy now swirling around them, and oh, by the way, they scored one run in the last 18 innings against the White Sox, and their closer, who has not pitched great, I don't care what his stats are, we've discussed now allegedly, out of the blue, has an Achilles problem, which didn't exist 48 hours ago.
Here's the other thing that would slightly annoy me. Now, you may see the White Sox again, you may not. We'll see. We'll see what the White Sox turn into if there's a playoff series down the road. But the Yankees were involved in a controversy a few years ago with the Tampa Bay Rays. Aroldis Chapman, Mike Brousseau, Kevin Cash, comments about hitting guys. I got all these arms in my bullpen that'll hit you. And remember how it ended? It ended with Aroldis Chapman losing to Mike Brousseau. He hit the home run that won the divisional series. That guy got the last laugh. Last night at Yankee Stadium, Tim Anderson got the last laugh.
And he beat gave you. It back to you, and we deserved it. Like, no, if you're a Yankee fan, you deserved it.
Now, one thing isn't connected with the other, but my point is, I don't like, if I'm a Yankee fan, losing the last laugh. And this is the second time in a couple of years ago where there's some kind of controversy, and it ends with the other guy getting the last laugh. Because ultimately, forget about all the off-the-field stuff and your opinion on this or that. Tim Anderson got to laugh last and laugh the longest.
Yep. I mean, that's it. And there's other... To me, the Yankees have bigger issues than whether or not Josh Donaldson, you know, said something untoward. He did apologize for it. I think he should be allowed to apologize and move on in this particular case. I don't even know if apology was warranted, to be honest about it, because I'm not really sure what he's apologizing for.
Here's what he's apologizing
for. He's apologizing for the reaction.
No. He's apologizing for the fact, and I think Liam Hendricks of the White Sox said it best. I give him credit. It's not an inside joke if that guy doesn't like you. You know, I could have an inside joke with you because I think we get along well.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have an inside joke with Boomer because, as you said, Boomer hates me.
He doesn't like you. Yeah.
Okay.
We spent an hour together today. Yeah, he doesn't like you.
So I wouldn't have an inside joke with him. So Josh Donaldson is either completely tone-deaf with people who like him or don't like.
Let me just play that out for a second.
Go ahead.
Because in theory, that's right, that we're more apt to bust chops with people we like. You don't like Boomer. Boomer doesn't like you.
I actually do.
Boomer don't like you.
Boomer's a jerk.
All right?
Yeah.
So let's say Boomer went on the air today, and he referred to himself as his generation's Tom Brady.
Right.
That's just for a bad example, right? You're not going to refer to him as Brady at some point?
Yeah, but
jokingly?
No. But
even though
Josh,
you don't like each other?
Josh Donaldson's words warrant this is trash talk. This isn't Kevin Garnett and Carmelo Anthony. This is Josh Donaldson saying, it's an inside joke. We've been doing it for years.
Guy called himself Jackie Robinson.
It's not an inside joke. Oh. You're insulting the guy or you're trash talking the guy.
I don't know how it's insulting. I don't see that part of it. I really think, you know, we're going to take calls on it all day. I know how today's going to go. Everybody has an opinion on it. This is one of those rote, you know, talk show radio days where it don't matter what we want to talk about. I know what the audience wants to talk about.
But do you agree that it's not an inside joke if you're not, like,
no,
friends
I think
with
maybe,
the guy?
Maybe I'm nitpicking
That's
on words
Donaldson's
here.
That's Donaldson's words, though.
I'm nitpicking this semantically.
Okay. He's trash talking.
I don't think it's an inside joke either way. He's mocking the guy.
He's mocking him.
You think you're Jackie Robinson?
See, Craig, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Stop right there. He's mocking him.
That's it.
So then you can't say, nah, it's an inside joke. You're implying that you guys are boys.
Ah.
You're not. Tim Anderson doesn't like you. Half that locker room doesn't like you. Lucas Giolito doesn't like you. And Yasmani Grandal certainly doesn't
like
you.
All right, so let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
And maybe offensive is the wrong choice of words, so please don't overanalyze me saying offensive, okay? What's more offensive? A player today making millions and millions of dollars playing baseball, claiming to be the modern day Jackie Robinson, or the guy that then calls him Jackie?
What am I more offended by?
Offensive is probably not the right word, so I apologize.
Tim Anderson, when he made that comment to SI a few years ago,
Jackie
I thought
Robinson?
It was an incredibly dopey comment.
Okay, so we're on the same page on that.
Oh, no, dude, all I right. get it. And it was all in reference to bringing more fun to baseball, which I agree with Tim about. I like Tim Anderson as a player, and I like the fact that he shows a lot of excitement, and I do want more of that in baseball. So I agree with him on 80%. There are just certain guys you should never, ever try to compare yourself to.
Yeah,
do you agree? Jackie Robinson, go to Muhammad Ali, and we can keep the list really short.
Yeah, because right? Here's what happens. I mean, when someone compares themselves, let's use Muhammad Ali as an example. I don't know if Kyrie Irving ever compared himself to Muhammad Ali, but any time that comparison...
He didn't. Actually, I think I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, when you say that, it pisses people off.
Yeah.
Now, maybe time will tell us a different story, but it pisses people off because you can't be compared to that.
No.
We're talking about a bigger-than-life figure.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you want to argue or discuss a story from 3 years ago where Tim Anderson made that comment, we can engage in it. It's an old story as far as I'm concerned, but yes... He shouldn't have said that.
Like, well, here's my question. You. Was it even a story when he said it?
Yes.
Did people react to it like, hey, big guy, relax with the Jackie Robinson
comparisons? A little bit. So here's the thing.
And I want to say this. I know that, by all accounts, I don't know who Tim Anderson is. I never heard of him until
this
weekend.
He's a tremendous baseball player.
I know, great shortstop. I get all that.
Free agent at the end of the year, Yankee fans.
Apparently, also is a really good community guy.
Yes.
Like, does a lot of stuff with young kids, too.
Yeah.
So he does try to put his money where his mouth
is. Tim Anderson's a good dude. Like, I've never heard negative things about him, but I do remember when that interview came out, it caused a little bit of controversy, but the reason why maybe you didn't pay attention to it or a lot of people listening didn't pay attention to it is because it wasn't a big WFAN sports talk topic.
Right.
It was just like, yeah, he wants to bring fun back to baseball. He said, I consider myself like a modern-day Jackie Robinson. And one thing I also know about Tim Anderson, because I remember seeing this video about a year ago, I think, maybe less than that, where he talked about the importance of Jackie's legacy. So he gets it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a guy who just threw it
he
out.
He wasn't
there.
Being flippant when you're
no,
saying.
No, because he's shown other times.
But there are still, listen, there are legitimate sacred cows, and Jackie's one of them.
He shouldn't have said it.
Black or white, doesn't matter. I don't think you invoke Jackie Robinson's name or legacy in regards to yourself, especially these days.
Especially in regards to having fun and, you know, bringing more excitement back to baseball, which, again, I agree with him about, but it was a terrible comparison.
Yeah.
But the point is, if Josh Donaldson is doing that over and over again, he's not doing it as an inside joke. He's doing it to bust his balls.
Yeah.
Let's just call like it is. Let's not play the game that Donaldson tried to play of, hey, it's like
no,
he's my friend,
and
it's an inside
about that,
joke. Come
when
on.
I first, as we all did, kind of learned about what was going on, you know, hey, the benches are clearing, what's going on? It didn't make any sense. When I first heard the story reported over the weekend, my first take, because I didn't know the lack of relationship. I didn't know that there was this tremendous level of dislike from a number of guys on the White Sox towards Donaldson. My initial reaction was, I get it. He's busting his friend's chops.
Right.
Because that's how it was reported.
Right.
You know, inside joke, blah, blah, blah. But here we are. The New York Yankees lose back-to-back games. They score one run in 18 innings. They've somehow come up with an Achilles injury now that no one heard anything about ever in regards to Aroldis Chapman. He gives up the two-run bomb in the ninth. They lose 3-1 prior to yesterday's debacle where they again get shut out. And they've got the allegations of racism swirling around the organization.
They're also, despite this weekend, despite the doubleheader sweep, and despite everything you said, which is mostly accurate, they're 29-12.
Yeah.
Let's just keep that.
17 games over 500.
This was the first series they've lost since the Orioles series, I think about a month ago.
And oh, by the way, they play the Orioles again.
Yes.
So you want to put the losses in your rear view? Okay. Here comes Baltimore.
But I will admit this. Their bullpen, which has been a strength of this team for a very long time, feels different today. It just does. The struggles of Chapman, Chad Green having Tommy John, Jonathan Loaisiga looking like a shell of his former self from a year ago.
Yeah.
This bullpen, which I'm not saying is bad by any stretch, it feels different today than I think the way we viewed it 5 days ago.
I think it is different today than it was 5 days ago. And now they're making excuses for a guy that they were counting on to be their all-world closer.
Well, here's my question about that. So, Aroldis Chapman and Aaron Boone both said, yeah, dealing with an Achilles thing. Well, what are you going to do about it? Are you shutting him down?
Okay, well, can I stop you there?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Because I've been on the Aroldis thing for about a week now.
You have, yes.
Even when his numbers were great, didn't have a blown save, it didn't look right. If he has a legitimate Achilles problem, why is he out there?
Well,
Because I'm sorry, you can't have it both ways.
Well, that's my question. What are you going to do?
You can't claim, oh, by the way, he's not pitching well, he can't locate his fastball. He has an Achilles problem. If you've known about it, he shouldn't be pitching.
And if there's ever a time not to pitch, it's in the middle of May when your team's on fire. Like, if there's ever a time to say, hey, let's give him a few weeks off to let this Achilles heal.
And, oh, by the way, King's been unhittable.
Well, until recently.
Yes. I'm saying going into the...
No, but the true guy who's been unhittable is Clay Holmes. I mean, Clay Holmes, since he's come here a year ago, is like one of the best relievers in baseball. So I agree with you. It's weird to bring it up now. And then the follow-up is, okay, let's accept that he really is dealing with an Achilles issue.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he is, personally, but, you know, who am I to say? It seems like if a guy had a real Achilles problem, you wouldn't put him out there and risk him rupturing the Achilles.
I think,
right?
I think I disagree to an extent. I think he has something. I think most baseball players have something.
Which Achilles is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, no one knows.
But
I don't think they announced it.
I think he's dealing with something, but most of the time we don't hear about what guys are dealing with. But when a guy starts to struggle like this, and you're a guy with a resume like Chapman, you start to bring it up thinking, even though it never works this way, it'll get some people off his back. It's not. Because all it does is incite more questions about, well, why is he pitching? What are you going to do?
I mean, I don't know how you put a guy with a bad Achilles on the mound. I really don't. And I think the answer is quite simple. They didn't.
So they invented it?
Again, you know, you want me to come out and say that Aaron Boone is a bold-faced liar. That's what you want me to say.
No, I'm furthering your question.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
Why don't you text Boone?
The only thing I'll say about this with the Achilles.
Yeah.
Of all the things to invent, right? That seems like a pretty unique one.
No, he's probably dealing with it, but because he's struggling now, hey, let's make it public. Why else would you make it public, Craig?
No, I agree. I think he's not been pitching well, so we better come up with something. But the Achilles is so specific, I kind of want to believe it. At the same time, I don't believe it.
I believe it, but it's tough as a fan to care. Your response is, all right, well, then don't pitch. If you're hurt, don't pitch.
Well,
don't hurt the team then.
Yeah,
makes it simple. If you're hurting the team, and he did when he gave up the home run, then don't play. I got Clay Holmes with a 0.6 ERA.
If you did a poll of Yankee fans today, simple poll, do you trust Aroldis Chapman? The answer is no. And it's like 90 to 10. The answer is no.
No, how can you?
Nope. The answer is
no. And it's more than just this year. It's those big moments. I mentioned the Brousseau moment earlier, the Altuve moment. He's failed in the biggest of moments. So even if he was dominating, Craig, there'd be a lot of Yankee fans to say, I don't trust him.
I see Big Mac coming in with the nice, aggressive peach-colored shirt today. Feeling pretty good about yourself. Probably a nice weekend.
I thought of it as orange.
No,
but I guess
a little peach.
It fades
rocking the
to
peach.
White. Yeah, it kinda...
But I also notice on your left arm is a COVID mask.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'm trying to figure out why that is. Because if there's something you want to tell us, tell us now.
No.
All right? Like, why do you ever... And it's your prerogative.
You haven't noticed it before?
If you want to wear it, I suggest you wear it.
On the subways, I do.
Okay,
The train, I don't. Subways, I do. If it gets jammed, if it gets
got
packed.
It. So that is merely for indoor mass transit use.
Mm-hmm. And I leave it on my arm sometimes, yes.
No. I noticed it. So I just want to know... Like, is that your way of telling us without telling us?
No. What I'm taking it is I have to wear a colorful shirt for you to notice me because I've had that on my arm for like,
You've
I don't know.
You've never worn that shirt before, though.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Notice
me. You look at me and you go, wow, nice new shirt. Oh, let me look at every aspect of them.
Well,
and suddenly you notice things that have been there for a while.
That is a new shirt, yeah?
Yes.
Well, it looks good.
Thank you. Brings
out your eyes.
That shirt screams summer. Like it screams loud
feels
as possible.
Like summer.
But now you can't wear it on Friday, which is the day it made the most sense to wear it.
Well, you think I went to the store and bought one summer shirt? Come on.
Unlike me, where I've got two summer shirts.
I figured
I've got
for sure you're wearing a Yankee jersey on Friday.
No,
but
I'm not
right,
wearing a Yankee
good.
Jersey, no.
This Friday, what we're alluding to is our live broadcast at DJ's in Belmar.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
While this nonsense was exploding with the Yankees and White Sox, a formal letter was published announcing that Evan Roberts has now been banned from all Pulse of the People activities.
I responded to it already.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I'm just seeing it. I saw it maybe a half hour ago.
Yeah, no, I saw
your reaction based on your putting the Pulse of the People committee on the Von Rohr blame poll on Friday.
Yes.
And using some choice words in the manner in which you did that, I guess that did not sit well with the Pulse.
I had all weekend to think about it, to ponder what I said in my
thoughts. You're apologizing now?
And I stand by every last word I said.
Is that right?
Rob Manfred being named a finalist for the Pulse of the People Award is despicable.
He saved baseball.
It's despicable. He didn't save baseball.
You slandered the committee.
I didn't slander him.
It's what it said.
I called it like it is.
It says you slandered the committee.
Well, then, I called it like it is.
But you slanderous, disgusting behavior will be used as an example. We at the Pulse take these attacks very seriously and have an obligation to stand up to those who threaten our culture and tradition.
Wow.
Wow. Tough words.
Well, my words, my official words are this. Quote, I stand by my words and actions.
Yeah.
I will continue to stand with the people against Rob Manfred as a finalist for this once prestigious award.
Oh, now the award lacks its prestige?
Prestigious, you're damn right.
Here's the question. June 30th, as you know,
there's
going to be a live award ceremony at Gotham Comedy Club.
Yes.
By the way, tickets will go on sale later this week. It's a comedy club, a comedy event as well, raising money for charity.
Yes.
You're not going?
Of course I'm going.
Yeah, but how can you go to that if you've been denounced by and have re-denounced them?
Are they going to not let me buy a ticket? Because I will damn well buy a ticket.
Well, I guess they can't stop you from doing
that. Oh, they can,
they cannot.
Well, I'll be sitting first row watching on, hoping that the results are right. Let's go.
What if Rob Manfred wins?
He'll be heckled.
And you would heckle him?
You're damn right.
At an award ceremony.
That's right, yeah. Keep my wife's name out of your bleeping mouth.
What if Kyrie wins?
I'd give him a standing ovation.
You would not heckle Kyrie.
Why would I heckle Kyrie?
I'm trying to make sure we're on the same page.
When he's a Laker, I'll heckle him. For now, he's still a Brooklyn Net.
All right. Here's Vinny in Brooklyn on the Fan. Vinny, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? A couple of quick points about this. First, to start off, I agree with both of you 100%. I don't think it was racist. I think he was just busting his balls. If he were to compare himself to Babe Ruth, Josh would have said, hey, how you doing, babe? That's what I think.
Right.
But I think the problem is now, I know Tim Anderson, he didn't say he was racist. It came from La Russa. He said he was disrespected. But if they went and interviewed Tim Anderson today, right now, and asked him if he felt, was it racist, he might have to come out and say, yeah, it was. Because if he says no, isn't he hanging Tony La Russa out to dry?
And now you
open up a whole other can of worms?
When he was asked initially about it, he said, because the media presented Tony La Russa's words. I think Tim Anderson went with the route of along the same lines or same lines. So he said yes without fully going into it.
Yeah,
but I think that this story eventually goes away.
And by the way,
it's not going to last forever.
Josh Donaldson's reputation, for whatever this may mean or not mean to you, is one of being a poopster, not of being a racist. Like, no one's ever said, you know, hey, I can't play with that guy. He's got racist views or beliefs or throws the N-word around, whatever the case may be. It's that he is nonstop all day, every day, and likes to bust balls.
Well, that's why you can have the opinion that this wasn't racist, yet Josh Donaldson is a giant jackass. Like, those two things can be true. That Josh Donaldson did Josh Donaldson things, but it wasn't racist in nature.
I'm not even sure if this makes him a jackass.
He's a jackass.
He might be a jackass, but I don't know if this makes
him
a jackass.
You know what this is? Let me look at it this way. It's not that this makes him a jackass.
It's every piece of evidence we have about Josh Donaldson.
I disagree.
That's what makes him a jackass. And by the way, Yankee fans, that doesn't mean you shouldn't want this jackass on your team. Jackasses are good. Lenny Dykstra's a jackass, but guess what? He was a very big part of the 86 Mets.
He wasn't invited to Old-Timers Day.
That's different. My point is jackasses aren't necessarily the worst thing for a team. Sometimes you need a jackass. Sometimes teams are missing jackasses.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's good to have like a rabble-rouser in a clubhouse. It's good to have a guy that, you know, listen, the rub on the Yankees after last year is that they didn't have a guy willing to stand up.
Right.
And call other guys out on whatever they might need to be called out on.
Right.
And Donaldson was the antithesis of that. He was the guy that was happy to get in somebody's face if they were being lazy, lack of work ethic, whatever the case may be, right? That's half the reason they brought him here.
Right. That's why it's okay that he's a jackass, but let's call him out for what he is.
But I think
there's too many examples, Craig, to just stand by and say, oh, come on, he's just having fun. Yeah. Man, how many examples do you need of the guy being hated by half of Major League Baseball? Do you want more? You want to go through his resume? There's a reason why he's on a different team every couple of years. That's not a coincidence.
Yeah, do you know Josh Donaldson's background?
Yes.
You're familiar with it, right?
Yes, he had a very tough childhood.
He had an extraordinarily tough childhood.
Absolutely.
To the point where, like, his getting to where he got is a great statement in work ethic, in all the other things that come along with that.
Yes.
Like, he did not, this is not like some...
I think he was raised by a single mother.
Yeah.
I think his father, if I'm not mistaken, was...
I think he was incarcerated, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to bring this up. His mom raised him. His dad was in prison for the majority of his childhood from a former construction worker on charges of sexual battery, false imprisonment, and aggravated battery. And I think spent about 15 years in the penal system. And... I don't know, like, there's a part of me that has a soft spot for Josh Donaldson.
No, but you still have to call people out on their actions when they're adults. We can't just look at his childhood and excuse everything he does.
But what's he done?
No, it's not things that
should
put him in...
Some guys don't get along with him. So what?
No one's saying he should go to jail or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he has enough of a reputation as being someone that pisses off a lot of guys. And that's okay. It's okay that the Yankees have that guy, but let's not ignore that as he's rounding. I actually thought, well, I think this is funny. As he's rounding third base after hitting a home run against Lucas Giolito, he says, you don't have the sticky stuff now, big boy.
People love that.
We love that.
Yes.
The Chicago White Sox did not love that. The White Sox hate him.
Too bad for them. He made fun of the stuff that have mocked guys for since it happened.
I understand that, but he continuously gets under people's skin, which is a good thing for the Yankees.
I think so.
I think it's good to have, but he is the kind of baseball player, and I think his resume proves this, bro, where he has an expiration date. And that expiration date will come in a couple of years.
He has been on, five teams now? Is that what you're getting at?
And he's been an MVP.
Yeah.
If you win a World Series, you will look back at the 2 years of Josh Donaldson and say, great, love that Yankee. Yeah. But he is the kind of baseball player and the kind of personality that does have an expiration date. Now, locally,
that seems obvious. If you look at his career, he's played for Oakland, Toronto, Cleveland, Atlanta, Minnesota, of course, and now the Yanks. So that's actually six teams.
But he's only in the second month of his tenure with the Yankees, so I'm sure that expiration date has a little bit more time left on it. But his resume is his resume, and we shouldn't ignore that.
I don't know. I kind of like him.
You're missing my point. I'm not saying you shouldn't like him. I'm not saying you shouldn't think he's perfect for the Yankees. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But let's call out what he is. He's an S-starter.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
And I think that's part of the reason why they brought him here.
Yes.
He's also, you know, he's been a league MVP. Obviously, he's not playing at that level currently and has not in a bit. But,
just remember this. Even though Yankee fans...
Let me ask you a question. I got to be careful when I ask these questions because I don't know the answers going in.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to cross my fingers. You don't give me an answer I don't want to hear. Who's WFAN's Josh Donaldson?
You.
Damn it. Damn it.
I mean, is that...
Damn it.
Is that...
Maybe that's why I like the guy. I don't know.
Who did you think I was going
to
say?
As I started asking the question, it was too late to take it back. I knew exactly how are you going to answer that question?
You're different when I ask this question. So I want to excuse you in this because I know what you're going to say. And it doesn't help me make my point. Last year, when Josh Donaldson went after Gerrit Cole.
Yes.
You liked it.
I loved it. I took Josh Donaldson's side.
Right.
And then I said, you better throw at him.
Yes.
And then what did he do? Hit a walk-off home run to win the game.
Well, first he struck him out, but then yes. Most Yankee fans looked at Josh Donaldson as the enemy.
Sure. Okay. I get that. I get that.
That's what we do as fans.
Sure.
So right now, Josh Donaldson is a New York Yankee. If you believe this wasn't racist in nature, because that's a game changer.
Yeah.
If you think this is racist, then Yankee fan or not, you're turning on Josh Donaldson.
Correct. Correct.
But if you say, no, I don't think it was racist, you're going to defend your guy. He is a New York Yankee. But last year, what did you think of Josh Donaldson? You hated him.
I didn't hate him.
Yankee fans didn't like him.
Yes, that's accurate.
He's the kind of athlete, and there's nothing wrong with having these guys who you love when they're on your team, but you hate them when they're not.
Yeah. I'd like to do a one-on-one with Josh Donaldson.
It'd be fascinating.
Get to know him a little bit.
Especially his life story.
Yeah, I think his life story is fascinating. It really is. You know, single mom raising him. Moved to Faith Academy, Mobile, Alabama, because there was a buddy in his life that he wanted to be near. And obviously just a ridiculous athlete as a kid also. Played football and baseball. But, his life experiences made him.
No doubt.
Yeah. That would be a fascinating one-on-one.
I agree.
But then I have to exclude you from it, and you don't like that.
I actually would love to be excluded from that.
You would?
Yeah, I don't mind. Right, you can do your own project.
Podcast?
Projects.
Oh, yeah, it's not a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're sure you're going to be, if I set it up, you're going to be okay with it?
Yeah, because when I set up a one-on-one with Sean Marks to pound him, the last thing I want you is you sitting there. So trust me, it's okay. It works out well. It works out very well.
You're going to have the Sean Marks interview.
Yeah. As I'm going after every movie makes, I don't need you jumping in. So you take it, you know, you do Josh Donaldson, I'll do Sean.
How quickly do you call him on his lies?
Josh Donaldson or Sean Marks?
No, Sean Marks.
It would be very contentious.
So what you're saying we're going to do moving forward is...
It'd be very contentious.
Carton and Roberts presents Roberts.
Well,
Carton and Roberts presents Carton.
Certain interviews, I think, are kind of fit that. There are a lot of others where it should just be both of us, but there are certain things.
And are we putting it on the radio? Like, you could take a segment off, and I'm doing it, and I take a segment off, and you got it?
Quite frankly, I think the Nets are gutless, so they're not going to give us Sean Marks.
No, you're the biggest Net fan in town. Of course,
trust me,
will.
They're gutless. They're not giving us Sean Marks.
You don't think you could get a one-on-one sit down with Sean Marks?
I already requested it right after the season ended, and they met the media. They said, "No, he's not doing interviews."
Okay, no, that's your guy.
Oh, my guy.
That's your guy.
They know it would be. Right, so I like Sean, but it would be contentious because there's a lot of questions he needs to answer.
I'm going to reach out to the Yankees then, with your permission.
Yeah.
For a one-on-one sit down,
no problem.
Like an old Roy Firestone kind of chat.
Absolutely.
So we're both crying at the end of it.
Do I get like an hour off that day, or are you going to do it separately? Like
I don't
podcast
know. That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
Here's why you need to take it. Needs to be separate. Can
why
I tell
don't
you why?
We just play it at 6 o'clock on any weekday.
Well, that's true. That's actually a great idea. 6:30 when there's a
the, how
show.
About we start a new segment? The 6 o'clock files.
I like it.
And it's just random one-on-one interviews.
Or after a wrestling pay-per-view, me and the architect talk pro wrestling for that half hour.
Because as much as I love him dearly, and I do love him dearly, he likes to talk a big game.
Oh, you don't think he would do?
In regards to him being on air.
Really?
Have you ever heard him on air?
I've never heard him on air.
And that's the reason.
Yeah, but I think wrestling would bring him out of his show.
I've known the man for more than 20 years. Mm-hmm. He has talked many, many times about how greatest show he could and would do if he ever decided to do it. And yet, over 20 years of a friendship, he has never said a word on air.
Because he's never wanted to do it with you. And I understand
that
why.
Might be true too.
So I will bring him out of his show. But I like this. 6 o'clock, like once a month, a very special feature now.
Once a month.
Once a month.
Like every week.
Every week.
The 6 o'clock files.
Here's what you need to do, though. I'm giving you advice. Yeah. And I think you're going to agree with me. When you get Josh Donaldson one-on-one, you got to go to him. You need to go to the Yankee locker room.
I have no problem with that.
Either a Saturday or Sunday or take the show off. They'll let you in.
Yeah.
You'll be in the locker room. He'll sit down. You'll sit down. That's the environment where you
where
will
he feels
just,
comfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I have no problem. I'll reach out to the Yankees during the break.
Because I don't even think coming here works. He's got to be in his environment.
Well, listen, he's a pro. He's a veteran, too. I'm sure he's been interviewed a million times in his
lifetime.
This
is different, though. Look what you want to talk about.
I want to get to know you, Josh.
Yeah.
I want to get to know the guy behind the glasses and the hat. I want you naked is what I want. I'll get naked. You'll get naked. We'll expose ourselves emotionally, Evan. to the project.
And this is why I definitely don't want to be involved.
There you go. More of your calls coming right up, promise. 877-337-6666. It is Carton and Roberts on the Fan. You do have Orioles Yankees tonight with my main man, Gerrit Cole's back on the mound tonight against Jordan Lyles. Never heard of him. And the Mets don't play until tonight against the Giants as the West Coast swing continues. David Peterson and Alex Cobb at 9:45.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.